You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of AIDS 2008, the 17th International AIDS Conference. The conference took place in Mexico City from August 3rd through August 8th, 2008.
And now I'd like to ask Dr. Herschel to come and give us a summation of the session.
I have typed these during the session, so please bear with me with typos and problems with the page layout and all that. Okay, I'm not a member of the Federal Commission. I'm guilty by association. I have for a long time been a fan of Julio's, particularly since his talk at the Toronto conference. What we need is new methods for prevention. Vaccines is pie in the sky. Microbicide have not worked so far. We have circumcision that's partly effective. And we do have treatment, and we need treatment for prevention. Pietro Venazza explained to you what the Swiss statement is. It's directed at physicians. It is of help in counseling. It evaluates the relative risks of sex on heart without condoms versus sex off heart with condoms. And it is very tightly qualified on heart for at least 6 months, consistently undetectable viral load, no STDs, and perfect adherence. The Swiss statement does not advise against condoms and does not condone unsafe sex. Behind the Swiss statement is the general idea that all risks are created equal and that there is a problem when equal risks are unequally treated. Because how can one permit sex with condoms untreated while prescribing sex without condoms treated when the latter is equally or less risky than the former? I have not yet found an answer to this question. Myron Cohen pointed out the great biological plausibility and that certainty is very difficult to come by. Events are rare and there are many confounding influences such as pharmacology of ARVs. His pioneering study of discordant couples will give us some of the numbers we need, but will take a long time. Nancy Padian looked at the Swiss statement from the women's standpoint. She finds pros and cons, states that compliance with condoms is disappointing, and points out the issues related to power and gender. Nikos, from the standpoint from the people living with HIV and AIDS, I quote him here, the conscience of being infectious is a heavy burden to carry, and lifting it off is taking a load of the HIV positive people. There are other issues, regaining the right to uninhibited intimacy, procreation, and the fact that I very strongly believe myself that being less infectious will reduce stigma and discrimination. Catherine Hankins points out that first world views occult the truth that most HIV-infected patients have no access to viral load testing and to diagnose STDs. It is therefore doubly difficult to be, quote-unquote, be sure about ends of risk in less developed countries. The Swiss statement will find its first application in pregnancy planning, perhaps complemented by pre-exposure prophylaxis, but has little applicability to other situations where condom promotion in combination with treatment and circumcision must remain the rule. Okay, after this, let me hazard into the difficult fields of politics and philosophy. What do we do when we, as a panel, make recommendations? Well, we have to cope with what I would call the asymmetry of risk. To say that something is dangerous while in reality it is not has no consequences for the politician or the panel member who says so. The opposite, however, to say that something is not dangerous and then something bad happens is at times career-ending. And therefore there is a natural tendency of panels and commissions to first and foremost protect themselves. One way of protecting themselves is to ask for more evidence. But the time it takes to obtain perfect evidence has a great cost. Remember that for circumcision, between good circumstantial evidence that it worked and the acceptance through a randomized controlled trial, 17 years elapsed. No offense meant to my attractive fellow panelists, but there is one thing for sure, at every World AIDS conference, they are 2 years older. Of course, I'm part of them. And their sex lives are largely behind them. So I think we should take heed from that venerable institution, the Catholic Church, and make a second Swiss statement. Let us not be AIDS cardinals. Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on the 17th International AIDS Conference from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/AIDS2008.